Okay, so this year, on the year of Tisha B'Av, and Ches, Tisha B'Av is Shabbos. So in Tisha B'Av is Shabbos, a lot of different halachas, mitzad minig and mitzad halacha of how to be noig. And so just people have shaylos, people a little bit, the halachas are all over. And just try to mistake them a little bit. The halachas and the summary of those is also printed on the paper there. So the first thing is, even when Shabbos falls out on Sunday, so there's a shaila, some of the halachas of Erev Tisha B'Av. As we know, Erev Tisha B'Av already has some of the halachas of Tisha B'Av. For example, one is only on Limud HaTorah on Erev Tisha B'Av. There's a big shaila in the Minhagim. When after Chatzos and Erev Tisha B'Av is one allowed to learn, and the minig is halacha the way the machlok is the taz, but the Mishabura says that one should try to learn only those inyanim on a regular year, only those inyanim which are inyanei Tisha B'Av on a regular Erev Tisha B'Av. After Chatzos, only those inyanim, unless it's going to really be Goyim B'Til Torah, but only learn those halachas, those inyanim of Tisha B'Av. So when it's this year, that Tisha B'Av we're going to be doing the Tainus on Sunday. So Shalas, does Shabbos have any of those halachas of Erev Tisha B'Av? So the Mishnah Berura paskens on regarding that Shaila, that Limud HaTorah, the whole day is Mutar, but after Chatzos is the same thing. After Chatzos, if one can learn the Inyanim that are Negiah to Tisha B'Av, that's better. If it's going to be Gurim, B'Til Torah, and a person's not in the mood of learning those things, and person learns much better those inyanim that he's interested in, and if he has to learn inyanim Tisha B'Av, he's going to end up not learning as well or at all, then he's allowed to learn the regular halachas. No. Erev Tisha B'Av, the Erev Shabbos doesn't have a din of Erev Tisha B'Av at all. So the... Now, a public shir, like a daf yomi or something like that, that's allowed to continue as normal. If Shmuel Kamenetsky passes like that, that a regular shir that's going to be garden tamatar, bittel tamatar, derabim, that's allowed to continue as normal on Shabbos, even though it is Tisha B'Av. Now, one of the main reasons why, obviously, we don't do dvarm shabbat, we don't do avelos on Shabbos on any level. However, the shayla is, what about dvarm shabbat tzina? That there's two types of avelos. There's avelos that people is noticeable to the rabbi, and then there's dvarm shabbat tzina. The Ramah paskins that dvarm shabbat tzina is aser. The mechaber holds its motor. So dvarm shabbat tzina being ishla ishta that would be aser on Tisha B'Av are also aser on this year on Shabbos because it's betzina, and that's not going to be a stira berabim to the kedusha of Shabbos. The mechaber argues on that. But the Ashkenazim go with the Rambam that it's awesome. There's a shaila like we mentioned earlier. Tamar Torah is mutar. Now an ovel, for example, has this shaila as well. A regular ovel on Shabbos, if a person's in shiva, le'aleinu, if a person's in shiva, so on Shabbos he's only noyig dvarm shabbat tzina. The avelus is not noyig avelus berabim before hesia. One of the things he's noyig is that he's also b'Tamar Torah. And he's only allowed to learn the Inyanei Tisha B'Av, Inyanei Avelos. So the Shaila is, if that's true, so why isn't it Talmud Torah also the entire day? Everything we spoke before was Alt Erev Tisha B'Av. Does Shabbos have a din of Erev Tisha B'Av to Aser Talmud Torah? What about, maybe it should be Aser the whole day Talmud Torah, because it is, it's Dvar Shabbat Tzina. And Dvar Shabbat Tzina where Noeg is Aser. So I saw a Teretz of that from Ramosha Sternbach, he wants to say that over here it's different because if everybody would be moinea, if everyone would refrain from learning, then it would end up being farhesia, because the whole tzibur is doing it, and the whole tzibur nobody's learning, and everyone's learning nine tishuv. That gufa would end up being farhesia, and that's why it's aser. But other inyanim shebetzina that remain betzina, that's aser. Every individual Avol in his shiva, if he doesn't learn, that's not Tamam Shiva B'Farsi. That's why for him Talmud Torah is awesome. That's his chiluk. But Akupanim, like we said before, the Inyani, the Isra of Talmud Torah, at, if anything, is only after Chatzais. At Erev Tisha B'Av. No, but that's not the Avel. We're not giving it a din of a Yom of Avelis. It's tomorrow's Avelis, so it comes in now already. So that's not mitzad that it's the Yom of the Tainus today. So tomorrow could be Erev. Erev Tisha B'Av has dinim. That's after Chatzais. Okay.
Is that an
iter
of celebrate or
commemorate Shabbos? It's halacha,
what
issue?
Changing your Torah study on Shabbos.
That's halacha. That's what he's asking. If you're not supposed to do it from the morning because you don't do Dvar Moshe because it takes away the Kedusha of Shabbos, so why in the afternoon when it's already Erev Tisha B'Av, why should that be different? But because even though it's Shabbos, it's also Erev Tisha B'Av. It's not a stira. If it's Shabbos, not Tisha B'Av, but if it's Shabbos, it could be Erev Tisha B'Av. I don't know that the avail is because tomorrow's Tisha B'Av is a problem. That's a din Erev Tisha B'Av. I don't know if that's the problem. Okay, so on Shabbos, pretty much like we said, everything's the same. Davening is the same. And everything continues as normal. If a person, any normal guests that a person has, a person can continue to have. A person shouldn't necessarily go and make it extra simcha or whatever, but anything that regularly a person does on Shabbos could be done on Shabbos. The Ramah does say that tiyulim should be avoided even from the morning already. That, again, that's not the act of farhesia or anything like that. So to go for a walk, specifically for enjoyment, not to get from one place to the other, but to go for a walk for enjoyment, tiyulim of some sort, that should be avoided, and that's also this Shabbos as well. Now, the getting closer to Tisha B'Av is where things get a little bit complicated. So let's go over that. So first of all, it comes the rest, the morning, and the close to the afternoon, you want to eat. You want to eat more. You want to eat extra. So the halacha is you're allowed to eat as much as you want, and it's not called hachana. We know the halacha is you're not allowed to prepare from Shabbos to the next day. So the halacha is you're allowed to eat and do regular activities that could be, as long as you don't say specifically that you're eating for tomorrow, that is mutter, because achana, the whole issue of achana is when it's nikkur that you're doing for achana. If it's not nikkur that you're doing it for achana, it's not nikkur that you're doing it for tomorrow, and it could be understood that you're doing it for now, then it's not also. Achana is only also when it's nikkur clearly that it's for tomorrow. So for example, Shavuos, we always talk, everyone talks about when Shavuos falls out on Motzei Shabbos, so someone's to get a good nap to be able to learn that night. So if they go to sleep, that's fine. But if they go to sleep and say, I'm taking a nap in order to learn better tonight, that should be avoided. I don't know if it's also tzarech mitzvah, but basically you shouldn't do that. It's the same thing here. If a person's eating extra because, and they don't say why, that's okay. Maybe the person's hungry, etc., so that's okay. But to eat extra specifically for the purpose of fasting better, and to say that, that's also because now it becomes nikkur that you're doing it for that reason. Based on this, it's very important to follow in halacha as well. But again, medications and stuff like that. So if a person, there's two issues of taking any medication on Shabbos. One is in Isra of Refua. You know, if a person's, a Choylik Tzas, they can't take any medication on Shabbos. And the other one is, it's the Hachana issue, like we said before. So if a person is taking, let's say, right before the fast, they want to take, they're feeling fine now, but they want to take Advil or Tylenol or something right now that helps them for whatever reason in the fast, that's okay because there's neither issue applies. Number one is there's no Isra of Refua. Why not? Because the person's not sick now. If a person's not currently sick, there's no Isra of Refua. Refua is only for a chayla. A person who's sick wouldn't be allowed to take the Advil. If a person's perfectly healthy, but you know for whatever reason they want to take Advil, so it helps them concentrate better, whatever reason they're doing it, that's okay. However, so there's no Isra of Refua. And al tzachana is also not a problem because it's not being done for tomorrow. Could be it's helping them. It could be it's for now, for whatever reason. And therefore, there wouldn't be an issur of achana either. So it's not refuah and it's not achana. That's okay. However, there's the place can talk about what about the cases where you have the time release pills or pills which are specifically for tomorrow and they don't give anything for now. So here again, you don't have the refuah issue because it's not for refuah for now, but there you may have a chana issue because you can't argue you're doing it for now because it's nikar, it's for tomorrow by its very nature. So you don't have to say I'm doing it for tomorrow. The package says you're doing it for tomorrow. Because the package says that it's a time release pill which doesn't take effect for another 12 hours. So l'chara, that would be hachana. It should be included in hachana, and that could be a problem. So I originally thought that was a problem, but I saw in the poskim that they give an eitzah that if you mix it in with food, let's say you put into applesauce in the pill, and then you take the applesauce and then you eat the applesauce, so now it's not nikkur anymore. Because now you're just eating the applesauce. So we brought Bashem Rabbi Yashiv that would be okay. Now he says you should mix it in before Shabbos. Before, yeah. But the thing is that the mixing, the putting the pill into the applesauce is not the achana. The achana is eating it. When you're eating it, then it's not nikkur anymore. So therefore, if you didn't mix it before Shabbos, you can mix it on Shabbos also.
Why is it regular not considered achana if you're being nikkur as far as refuah and Shabbos?
Because maybe whatever effect it takes now is not a refuah dika effect. I don't know what the effect is, but it's not refuah. It's something else. You're not sick, so you want to feel better. You're not a chayla, so it helps. Whatever the,
so
you know.
Take any pill on Shabbos then to prevent you from, you're not sick?
I don't know, prevent, there's something else. It's not even preventing. I think preventive is also motiba. I have to look into that. But if you're not chayla.
So why would you take those medicines if it's not to prevent? Why would you take a pill?
It's to help you concentrate. I don't know. It's for some other reason. It's not for refuah. It's not to take away a sickness, an illness. So that's, but the gzer is refuah. We don't make our own gzeres. Chazal made a gzer of refuah. If it doesn't fall under refuah, you could grind, right? In other words, you're right, but if it's not included in the gzer the Chazal made, we're not going to introduce our own gzera. Okay, so that's a common shaila that people want to know. Can they take the pills? And that would be the answer for that. Now, the way the halacha. And again, once you get already closer to Motzei Tisha B'Av. Okay, so the problem is that Shabbos, because on the Shabbos we don't do any avelos. Once Tisha B'Av starts, they have all the avelos. The problem is the part of the issue is that there's a time in between Shabbos and Tisha B'Av, which is Ben Hashmoshes. So by Shkia, one time Shkia comes. It could be it's already Tisha B'Av, but it could be it's still Shabbos. So therefore, which halachas do we say, well, it's still Shabbos, so therefore it's not a problem? Or do you say, well, maybe Tisha B'Av started, and therefore you have to be careful? So again, it breaks down the things which become obvious that you would be doing at Altavelus. Those we wait until Vaday Laila, until Tzeisak Kachavim. But those things that you can avoid, and you can avoid them, and it won't be obvious that you're avoiding them because it's Tisha B'Av, those things you should already avoid from Shkia. Therefore, we don't eat. You have to stop eating and drinking. Has to be stopped entirely by Shkia. Washing hands also. Why? Because just because a person is not eating after Shkia doesn't mean that Tisha B'Av started. It's not a steer to the covet of Shabbos. Because it's not obvious. Maybe a person is just not hungry right now. So therefore, a person shouldn't eat or drink and must stop eating and drinking by Shkia, also washing the hands. Shaila is that Shabbos clothes and shoes, those things, also you don't wear those on Tisha B'Av. So at what point, if a person all of a sudden comes Shkia, whips off their Shabbos clothes and their shoes, then that's a stira to cover Shabbos. So that what do you do with that? So the halacha says in Shulchan Aruch that the way it's documented in Shulchan Aruch is that at Baruch Hu, everyone was in shul, and it's still Shabbos, not Shabbos, you know, this hole in between. And then when the Chazan says Baruch Hu, so for Ma'ariv starts, Baruch Hu, right after Baruch Hu, everyone takes off their shoes, and now Tisha B'Av begins. That's the way the minhag of the Shulchan Aruch is documented. Now, nowadays, I think some shuls, some places do that. There's also another common meaning amongst yeshivas, and that's what we do here in the Kotel. I think other shuls in there, but also some others do it this the following way, a little different. Is that we do minchas early, and everyone goes home for shal shuris. There's no shal shuris in public because bichlal to do shal shuris berabim is a shaila. Normally, at the regular sudas and mafsekes, you don't have a mezumen. Everyone eats by themselves a sudas and mafsekes. Here, we don't have a sudas and mafsekes other than shal shuris. You don't have to eat an egg or ashes or anything like that. All you have is shal shuris, and benching shal shuris is the end. You don't eat any of the sudas and mafsekes food. So, to have shal shuris berabim, if that's what you do every week, could be zmutar, but it's better to avoid it anyway. So, you go home. If you, whatever normal people you invite for shal shuris could come for shal shuris, you can make a mezumen if you have three people, and you eat the regular food. The Gemara says you could serve kesudas shlema melach b'shaita. You could serve whatever food you want, meat, everything like that is mutar to eat at shal shuris. So and that's what you do at shal shuris time. But now everyone's home. So the way we're noyig here and other yeshivas as well is that Ma'ariv starts 15 or 20 minutes after Tisa Kochavim. And that way everyone already comes to shul having changed out of their shoes and continues Ma'ariv as regular. So at home, when does a person change? That's the question. So the halacha is, again, a person's at home and they benched at Shkia time. So what are they going to do? They're going to go run and take off their shoes. Again, it's a steer to Shabbos. So the Hikra halacha is that you keep your Shabbos clothes and your shoes until Tesa Kochavim, and immediately after Tesa Kochavim, change out of the Shabbos clothes and out of the shoes in order to come to shul, not in Shabbos clothes and wearing Tisha B'Av shoes. And this way, Ma'ariv and Eichas read with weekday clothes and without Shabbos shoes. Now, Baruch Mazda at the end of Shabbos, correct. Now, the briskers used to always say is that right after Shkia, right after benching, everyone runs into bed to take a nap. It's a good time to take a nap. So if you're in bed, then you don't have to wear shoes. So you don't wear shoes when you're in bed. So Mel, it's not nicker anymore, then I'm taking off my shoes for Tisha B'Av. I'm taking off my shoes because I'm in bed. And I'm not sure about the Shabbos clothes part, but the shoes, that was an etzah. So if a person right after bench and goes and lies down or whatever, then they can take off their Shabbos shoes, and that wouldn't be a problem. Okay. Now, like was mentioned, you say Baruch HaMavdil right away before, obviously, you would, before Tzeis HaKachavim. Now, the halacha is regarding Havdalah. We only say Havdalah Motzei Shabbos before we eat. We're not eating until Sunday night. And anyway, we can't drink the Kodesh Bracha. So therefore, Havdalah is not recited on Motzei Shabbos at all. Havdalah is only recited after Shabbos on Sunday night before we eat. You have to say Havdalah. The Havdalah that we say Sunday night, you don't say the Pesukim before in Ekel Yishuasi. You don't make Besamim, because Besamim is only made for the Neshama that you say that leaves Motzei Shabbos. And you don't make Ner, because the Ner, we'll say in a minute, we'll discuss in a moment, the Ner is made Motzei Shabbos. So all it is, the Avdol, we make Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Tisha B'Av, before we eat, is Bor Pri HaGafen and the Bracha of Avdala. I say Bor Pri HaGafen because the Halacha is, unlike last Shabbos, where Shabbos Chazoin, where Avdala, you should avoid making it on wine, or you give it to a katan to drink. This Motzei Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to make the Avdala on grape juice or wine, lechatchila, and drink it, there's no problem. Now, the Avdala, the on Motzei Shabbos, though, one other thing that we do is we do make the bracha Bar Meira Eish, because normally the Bar Meira Eish has to be done on Motzei Shabbos. It's not done on Sunday night at all. You have to make it Motzei Shabbos. So again, this depends, when do you do the Bar Meira Eish, depends on the previous minhagin that we mentioned. In the minhag that was documented in the Shulchan Aruch, where everyone was in shul before Tzeis HaKachavim, and they made Baruch Hu in shul, and at Baruch Hu is when Tisha B'Av began, so they made Bar Meira Eish later, after Marv, before Eicha, or this is after, this is before Eicha. So, afterwards, after Marv. But the issue there becomes is that women are also, is a suffix if they're mechuyev in Bar Meira Eish. And the Bir Halacha is not clear if women should make the bracha Bar Meira Eish themselves altogether. And not all the women come to shul to hear Eicha. And they're not going to be there after Maariv when the Tzibur makes Bar Meresh. So if a person has the minhag to is going to be doing it the way that we would describe the other way, which is the person's home until Motzei Shabbos, makes Baruch HaMavdil, and then changes out of their Shabbos clothes and Shabbos shoes, then before coming to Shul, they should make Bar Meresh as well. Only Bar Meresh, not the rest of Avdallah, but Bar Meresh, and B'yotzei, the women in the house as well. This way, you cover everything before you come to Shul, you already made Bar Meresh, the woman was also Yotzei, and that way, you don't have a shot with the Bar Meresh later. Okay, now, this is all in under ideal circumstances that you make the Bar Meresh Motzei Shabbos, and then you make the rest of Avdallah, Bar Piragaf, and the Baruch HaMavdil on Shabbos itself, on Motzei Tisha B'Av. If, for whatever reason, somebody needs to break their fast on Tisha B'Av, so the halach is that they need to make Havdalah before they eat. Because, again, they didn't make Havdalah yet, and you can't eat before Havdalah, so they have to make Havdalah before they eat. So here becomes a big shaila, because you can't make Havdalah on grape juice. Because the Ikra Halacha, even though our meaning is we don't drink grape juice or wine the whole 9 days, but the Ikra Dina de Gemara says you're not supposed to drink grape juice on the Suda of Tisha B'Av. Now the Mefarshim have a Shaila, what does it mean on the Gemara Tainis? You're not supposed to eat wine on the Suda of Tisha B'Av. What do you mean Suda of Tisha B'Av? You don't have any Suda on Tisha B'Av. So Rashi says it's talking about the Suda Mafsekes. The Ikra Dina de Gemara, you're not allowed to drink wine, is referring to the Suda Mafsekes. But, and we add on to that the 9 days. But others learn, it means this case. It's talking about this. It's talking about somebody that needs to make, it's talking about Gufa, someone that has to drink wine on Tisha B'Av. That's the Ikar Isser. So, basically, the Ikar Dina de Gemara, or at least the Ikar Choymer, is on Tisha B'Av itself, or at least the Suda Mafsekes, but on Tisha B'Av, definitely drinking wine is much more chomer than the 9 days. And therefore, even if a person has to make Avdallah, because they have to break their fast, but to make it on wine is really the chatchilah a person should avoid. So there's different etzes, and basically we try to find the chamer medina, another chosh of drink that's served in the country for a chosh of guest. You use that type of drink to make avdal. I think everyone agrees that beer is chamer medina. So if the chayla who's drinking, the chayla who is breaking the fast, is able to drink beer, that was the best etzah. Many times it's not so shayach, and the people breaking the fast are not interested in drinking beer. So the question is, what other drinks fall under this category? The halacha says coffee is considered chamer medina as well, but the problem with coffee is that if it's hot, then you can't drink enough of it to have roiv kois within the shir that you're supposed to, which is what I write down, 2 gulps. 3.5 ounces. So if it's hot, and then if it's not hot, could be it's not choshev anymore. Like someone mentioned to me. So if it's hot, you can't drink it. If it's warm, it could be cold coffee. Maybe you could drink cold tea. Is a good etza maybe to have for Havdalah. If a person has to break their fast, they could have one of those options. Some say orange juice. Some say milk. Different choices. What? That's what I'm saying. What? So, I think that the regular, there's 2 ways to do it. But I think the standard mahalach in the paiskim is that the woman should just make havdalah herself.
Is there any shiurim if she eats less than a certain, just other than water, if she's just drinking water, then for sure she doesn't need havdalah. But is there anything, like if you have small amounts of food, is that fine for havdalah? No, there's no definite world.
Right, a year that Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday, it's more negiah that shaila, because maybe we would tell people to drink each yurim. So it comes out that they're not drinking anything. They don't need to break the fast. To break the fast, for their choyli, they only need to drink less than a shir. But for the avdal, they need to drink a shir. So like the avdal, they're breaking more than fast, and they're bringing the fast itself. But this year, I don't think that we tell people shurim so much. So the other way to do other choice is that the husband will make Havdalah ala kais, and then the spouse would drink it. And then you would not make Havdalah again Motzei Tisha B'Av. Then you were Yotzei Havdalah already. You don't make Havdalah again Motzei Tisha B'Av. That's an option as well.
I thought the only issue with the women's Havdalah is bring her age.
That's the tzadim, right? Correct. The other tzad is still, it's not the minhag that so often that women make avdalah, so therefore they're not so comfortable with it, and maybe there's a shayla in halacha, so therefore maybe it's better that the husband should make it and be mitzir.
So if she's making avdalah, she makes shalom and esh?
No, Murmurish. Anyway, the husband should make for her because that's not a suffix. I don't think there's some. For sure, if she waited till Sunday morning. If she did a Matzah Shabbos, I don't think there's some. Now, normally we wait because the Ikar Chorban, according to Bi'eichanon, he says, if I was being that door, the Ikar Chorban was test, was Yud. So normally we wait to do some of the restrictions of the 9 days until Chatzos of the 10th. This year, all the restrictions of the 9 days are over by Motzei Tishba. So a person's allowed to bathe and do laundry and get a haircut, everything Motzei Tishba already is mutter. The only thing which is aser is, on the night, is wine, other than the cup of Avdalah, wine, meat, and listening to music, which is extra simcha. That, but again, you don't have to wait for Chatzos for that, you just have to wait till the next morning. But the other halachas are... Because the things which are particular simcha, the lashon of the Mishabura on that, his lashon is very clear there. We'll just see exactly the Maramakam. His lashon is on that it's a shtickle bizayin to go straight from the Avelis. The lashon is. Sorry about that. I was looking in the wrong place. Lashon Mishabur is. No, he doesn't. Avo Belayla also mitnei Avelus Shel Yoim. Yeah, it's like a Hemshach of Tishabov still. Mashma derak b'zem b'nei aveluso shel tishabov machmir and gam b'layla shel achrov. It's like a hamshach of tishabov still. So you're allowed to eat, but it's still too connected to tishabov to go ahead and do those kulas. Now, there are other kulas, the negeya, the gedarim for when people are allowed to eat and break their fast on tishabov this year because it's nitcha and it's pushed off to yud. So there are kulas, for example, the Rama brings down that if a person is making a bris on Tisha B'Av, they're allowed to eat after Chatzos. And the question is, then other cholim, muberes, menekes, there's other kulas as well that are more lenient than other years. So if a person has that shayla, exactly what the case may be, they should ask a shayla because this year there are more kulas regarding that. And... Okay, so Mitzvah Shem, I think we covered most of the points. Mitzvah Shem, we shall be zoicha that this should be the last Tisha B'Av, and we should be zoicha that the halacha is just really a zeicha, is a kiyum of the avelos, and kol misabel yishlam zoicha v'areya b'nechamasa.